Esmeralda, do you have any phrases that make you nuts that you can't stand that people use? Like,
Can't think of any offhand.
Yeah.
But I'm sure once you read some, I'll go, well, yeah!
There are many, and the Huffington Post wrote, Dr. Travis Bradbury wrote, please stop saying these ridiculous phrases, and I have a whole bunch of them. And I'm sure that, you know, once we start talking about language and talking and grammar and stuff like that, everybody's got pet peeves in that world. And if you would like to jump in here, 312-981-7200 for talk and text, 312-981-7200 talk and text. What phrases do you think should be retired? No, I don't want to hear it anymore. I know a lot of people can't stand it is what it is. And I know people who just like, don't say it is what it is. I can't take it. I hate it. It is what it is. I know is a high level one that annoys people. Vic, do you have any?
Yeah, no.
What?
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah, no.
I say that all
Esmeralda.
The time.
I do too.
I do too.
That must stop.
Yeah, but no.
And you know what? I don't know if you just recently started saying that a lot, Esmeralda, or did you have you
no,
always,
I've always said
that?
It.
Oh no, she's okay. Always said
then,
it.
I've
well,
always said it. Yeah.
Since I've worked on this ship, now I say that sometimes, and they call me out on it in the newsroom all the time. Well, I don't use it all the time. I don't use it profusely, but
yeah.
You know, when I do say it, they point at me and I go, "Don't."
So what you got the grammar police in the newsroom there?
Oh yeah, of course.
Wow. I can't imagine Pilak being part of the grammar police.
Well, I don't see Pilak.
Okay.
I see Bertrand, Gerzanich, Burrow.
All right. Well, those guys, sure.
Scholars of their caliber.
Oh, sure. Bertrand barely has a grasp of the English language.
That's good.
Now I can know where the anger comes from the out of context.
All right, 312-981-7200 if you have any of those that drive you crazy. Yeah, no, that's for Vic. He doesn't like yeah, no. My pet peeve is, I shouldn't really complain about grammar issues or people who are not communicating well because I can barely speak English. But there is just the one, and I've talked about this before on the air, there is this one sort of pet peeve that gets under my skin, and it makes me crazy when people say I could care less. It makes me crazy because it's I couldn't care less.
That's always bothered me too.
It makes me nuts. Mm-hmm. It makes me nuts, Vic.
And I could care less makes no sense.
It makes no sense at all. It means, well, all right, whatever. I could possibly
yeah,
care
could
less.
You could go jump off a bridge. It doesn't yeah. make sense. I couldn't care less.
That's the correct sentence.
Yes.
And when people say I could care less, I'm like, no. That's not your that no.
That, yeah,
I
no.
think
yeah,
that's
no.
that's number yeah no.
For those of you who are wondering in what context you would use that, that's when you would use yeah no.
Yeah, after someone says I could care less, yeah no.
Esmeralda, in your defense, that's going to end up in the as a phrase in the dictionary sometime soon. Everybody uses it.
I'm amazed that it hasn't yet.
Oh yeah. Well, that's another thing. Whenever they add new words or phrases to the dictionary, we talk about it on the show because it's fun to talk about language and phrases and stuff like that. And it's always interesting to see what they add every year. And most of the stuff that gets added nowadays is technology based. You know what I mean? Like they're adding, you know, you get emoji has been added. Hey, by the way, there's a damn emoji movie coming out. Are you aware of this? The
I've seen the promos.
The emoji yeah. movie. I saw a trailer for it and I was like, is this a real thing? But it's like it's TJ Miller, it's Maya Rudolph. It's got like a huge, you know, really talented cast. And they've got the poo emoji in there. And you know, like he walks into the room and everybody goes, ooh, and they start, you know, like, it smells bad suddenly in the room. And I'm like, what are we doing here? So,
well, they got trolls.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah.
This seems like a natural
progression. I guess so. And they made a movie out of Angry Birds. So I guess, you know, it's only a question of time before they were going to make an emoji movie. And the thing, you know what the plot is, Esmeralda?
Hmm.
T.J. Miller is the voice of the lead emoji in the movie, and it's the blah emoji, just like the, you know, the face that you put up there,
right?
But he's supposed to maintain that feeling all the time, but he wants to be happy. He wants to experience more emotion.
Oh,
that's what it's about. He doesn't want to be the emoji, so he gets help from the poo emoji. And all the I'm curious as to if anybody's going to go see it. I mean, like I said, there's some high powered, very funny people providing voices in it.
No, I mean, so many kids are going to go see that.
Yeah, but little kids, do they know emojis? Do they have? They don't have phones.
Are you kidding me? Yeah,
they don't have phones.
Their
parents
have phones.
Yeah,
the parents always, and I always see it. It'll be in a restaurant, wherever. They want them to be quiet, so they just give them a phone.
Oh, they give them a phone.
Yeah.
That's fantastic parenting. Well, as long as the kids don't grow up to say, yeah, no, it's all right.
Oh, no, they will. They will.
Definitely will.
Well, I could care less. What?
Honey, it's time for your diaper change. Yeah, no.
They will literally be saying,
year and a half,
yeah,
years
no.
Old,
oh,
they're
see,
saying it.
Now, there's another one right there, Esmeralda.
Yeah.
The use of literally incorrectly.
Yeah, that one's rough.
That is really... my head literally exploded. No, it didn't. Because if it did, you wouldn't be able to say, my head literally exploded, because you'd have no head.
We'd all be better off for it.
So, yeah. Vic, do you hate that one,
that's
too?
Another great one.
Yeah, that's literally... the only person who can get away with it is Rob Lowe on Parks and Rec. That was the best. That was the only time it was ever genius, was when Rob Lowe would say it every 5 minutes on Parks and Rec. And he would say it so beautifully, too. Literally. Oh, man. All right. People are calling in. If we got texts coming in. All right. I'll give you one that's on this list from the Huffington Post, Dr. Travis Bradbury. He's got a bunch of them here. In fact, let's see, how many does he have? There's 25 of them. The first one on the list is at the end of the day. That's a phrase that needs to be retired. So at the end of the day, it doesn't really matter. That phrase that drives the doctor crazy.
That's kind of like it is what it is.
It is. Yeah, it is like that. Yeah, no. 312-981-7200 for talk or text. And we'll be back. It's not what you meant to me. That's the dude from Nickelback. That's Avril Lavigne, Canadian Bill. That's Let Me Go. Technically, can Canadian Bill request that? Because I don't think Chad Kroeger is a Canadian.
I believe he is.
Oh, is he?
I know he is. Yeah.
Nickelback is a Canadian band?
Yeah.
Come on, man. They can't be from the same place as Saga.
Yes, because they're worlds apart.
That's an album by Saga. Did you know that? Did you know that when you just said that?
No. Well, how synchronous it is.
I mean, come on, man. Worlds Apart. That's an album by Saga. It's got On the Loose. On the Loose is on Worlds Apart. You knew that.
Really? You think I knew that?
That's just ridiculous that you said Worlds Apart while talking about Saga.
Maybe when I pulled up Saga for your birthday, the album cover was Worlds Apart, and it wormed its way into my head.
You did play On the Loose, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it's on. Maybe that popped into the subconscious. Oh, man. Hi. We're talking about phrases that make people crazy. There's a particular doctor who wrote a piece in Huffington Post where he thinks they should retire some of these phrases. Another one that's on his list, Esmeralda, is back to the drawing board.
What's so bad about that?
I don't know. He just doesn't like it. Doesn't like it. Back to the drawing board makes this guy a little crazy. I'm sure everybody's got their pet peeves. We got a bunch of texts coming in. Here's Ted on WGN. Hey, Ted.
Yeah, hi, Nick. Thanks for taking my call. Sure. Happy late birthday.
Thank you.
I got a few of them here. I'll keep it brief. I know you got other callers. I know you mentioned, yeah, I know, but there's also a follow-up where it says, yeah, I know, right. That's really annoying. And then there's back in the day. I've really gotten tired of that.
Yeah.
And the word epic and awesome have been overused way too much there.
Yeah,
so
epic.
That's just a few of them.
Epic is, I don't think, I say awesome a lot. I'm guilty of saying awesome, and I know it's an overused term, but I never say epic.
Well, everybody seems to do that. They describe everything as that, and it seems to be overrated, though.
All right. Okay, thank you, Ted.
I'll let you go. Thanks
buddy.
Happy late birthday again.
Thank you again. Thank you. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Constance says, I don't like the phrase, you know what I'm saying. It's contrite and so old.
You know the worst is when people say, every time they say something, and they, you know what I'm saying?
And you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And I'm guilty of that one. And
I knew someone who would also say, do you understand?
See, that would drive...
After their friend. And I'm just like, what?
That would drive me crazy.
If I don't, I will say something.
Yeah, that would drive me crazy. 502 area code says, I hate, loathe, and despise the saying, it is what it is. I don't know. You know, people really get angry. There were exclamation points all over that text. People don't like it is what it is, man. Here's Mark. Hey, Mark.
Greetings from Cleveland.
Hello.
Let's do this. Greetings from Cleveland.
Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah, that is a phrase I'd like to retire, and because it means next to nothing and it is very much overused. I mean, after you hear it in like the fifth or sixth action movie or kid show trailer, you're just really ready to see it banned from the English language forever.
Yeah, I think Let's Do This appears in almost every action movie that there is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Thanks, Mark.
Have a good one.
All right. All right. Let's see. Here's the next one on this guy's list, Esmeralda. Hit the ground running.
I don't have a problem with that.
That one, it's the thing about that is you don't hear that very often.
Yeah, not too much.
Dan, do you have any phrases that make you a little,
you know,
worlds apart, perhaps?
Worlds apart. No, I only have positive connotations with that.
Because it's saga.
One thing that always kind of bothers me is when, so especially like in a classroom setting, where they would raise their hand and then they say, "I have a question." I always just want to be like, "We know you're
well,
raising
that's
your hand.
Why you had your hand up in the first place.
So just go for it. You know, if you have a question, ask your question."
Right. So that's redundancy, is what that is.
Yeah, redundancy.
Yeah. All right. 773 area code says, "My bad has to go." Oh, my bad. Like you dropped a glass and it broke on the floor. My bad. 708 area code says, "I hate when someone asks, 'Can you borrow me some money?' instead of the proper question is 'Can you lend me some money?' or 'Can't I borrow some money?'"
Have you ever heard someone ask if they can borrow something and it's you like food?
Yeah, can I borrow some food?
It's like, "Can I borrow some, you know, ketchup?" It's like, "No, I don't. It's fine. Just take it."
Yeah, well, you're not borrowing it.
Right.
You know? Although,
and even if they were to bring me back ketchup, I'd be like, "Why?
Here's some,
it's okay.
Here's some ketchup that I got from you. I got some. I went over to the McDonald's and got about 12 packets. Here you go." Steve says, "I am fed up with the phrase 'to die for,' especially when it comes to food. I can't think of anything that's so good I would die for it."
He hasn't lived.
Yeah, man. Clearly you haven't had Spam, buddy. 773 area code doesn't like over the moon. When someone likes something, they are over the moon. 262 area code, "I hate long story short. The story is never shorter. I hate it, especially when they use it 2 to 3 times in the same story." That's good. That's a good one. Hey, what about when someone says "to be honest with you"? Does that mean they are lying all the time? Except for now? You know that was, you know whose pet peeve that was? Roy Leonard. Roy Leonard used to just be, "I don't like it when people say 'to be honest with you,' because they must be lying the rest of the time." I'm like, "All right, Roy, calm down, man."
I don't take it as they would be lying to me all the time.
Yeah, just sometimes.
Yeah, just sometimes.
Every once in a while. But not right now, to be honest with you.
There's another one that's like that. Oh, when people say "no offense."
Oh, yeah.
No
yeah.
offense, yeah. but you're no, ugly. It's no, like, what?
As soon as you start a sentence with no offense, you're about to be offended.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's absolutely true. Absolutely true. All right, here's another one that's on the doctor's list, Esmeralda. Low-hanging fruit.
I don't hear that too often.
I do with this administration.
Oh!
Thank you, everybody. All right, we're going to take a break. And the news is coming up, and then more phrases that make you crazy, and they want them retired, according to the Huffington Post. All right, news is coming up next. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, here till 5 a.m., and it's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah! 2 for Tuesday, 312-981-7200. Pat wanted to hear the Who. That's see me, feel me/listening to you from Tommy. So... All right, welcome back, everybody. We are talking about phrases that drive you crazy and certain phrases that should be retired, according to the Huffington Post. 630 area code sends in a text, and you can send in your texts and calls at 312-981-7200. Every time I hear Delish or EVOO, I want to stab my eardrums with a Q-tip. Anytime I hear Rachel Ray speak, I want to stab my ear with a Q-tip. Rachel Ray. Gov, hey, how you doing, Gov? Gov says he's tired of old school. All right. Jim in Carbondale says, I don't like people saying yepper for yes. What? Who says yepper?
That's hilarious.
Is that a common, am I missing something here? Yepper?
Didn't one of the characters on Simpsons say that a lot?
I don't think so. Yepper? It's... All right. 608 area code says it drives me crazy when people say hot water heater. Yeah. It's a water heater. It's not a hot water heater. It's a water heater. And a PIN number. Yeah. Because PIN, the last N is number. That's like saying ATM machine. Where's the ATM machine? That's, again, Dan, redundancy. And people who pronounce the T in listen. Who says listen? So the same people who say yepper? What are we talking about here? Who are people hanging out with? Listen? Hey, listen to me. Yepper. I don't understand that at all. Dan, have you ever come across anybody who says, hey, listen?
Never listen. I have heard yupper.
Yeah?
But not listen.
You know who up in heaven right now is saying, that's not how you say listen. It's hey, listen. He didn't say, hey, listen. Unless he was talking to Sonny.
Hold on a minute now.
All right. All right.
Which would have made him like a baby if he was going to talk to Sonny Liston. He would have been very young. I don't know what's happening now, man. You all right, Dan? What's going on?
I don't know.
Dan's losing it. Dan's gone, everybody.
Wow. Dan.
Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know, because Liston, I thought
well,
of...
I know, I mean, I know who Sonny Liston is. I think that's just why it's so funny. Just, I'm imagining Joe talking to Sonny Liston.
Hey, Liston, listen. Hey, listen, Liston. All right.
That first fight was great, but yeah. Then the other albums were crap.
Yeah. What the hell happened after your first bout?
It was a real treat.
I thought it was, yeah. All right. That's my friend Joe we're talking about. Here's Steve in Galesburg. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine. I'll take him out to eat, and I'll say, how was your meal? Did you enjoy it? And he'll say, not so much. Instead of good or bad, what part did you not enjoy?
But yeah.
And the put it that way thing, that needs to be dropped, because what way are you putting it?
Put it that way. Okay. Yeah.
There. I'll let you get back.
All right.
No, you're killing me on this segment.
All right, Steve. Take care, buddy.
Yep.
All right. Okay. Here's another one. Are you ready, Esmeralda?
Mm-hmm.
Thrown under the bus, they want retired.
Really?
Yeah.
I like that one.
Yeah, that gets used a lot. You know where they use that a lot? They use that a lot on Big Brother. It's a common phrase that you hear on episodes of Big Brother.
Because what else would you say instead of that?
Screwing someone over?
All right.
Right? I mean, it's the same kind of thing.
True.
But I think thrown under the bus is fine. You know? It's not a phrase that comes up very often in my conversations, though.
Right.
You know. All right. They also want to retire. Think outside the box. I can do with that.
You know, I think this. They just don't like a lot of business speak.
Yeah, that's what it seems like here. That a lot of this stuff is business speak. In fact, one of them is ping me.
I don't know what that means. Someone told me that once. I don't know what you're talking about.
What does ping me mean?
It's like a location thing or something?
I think so, yeah.
Someone did. They're like, oh, I sent you the ping thing. And I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
How about you just tell me where we're going?
Ping me. And let me know. I guess it's let me know where you're going to be. Ping me. All right. How about this one? It's not on my radar. Again, not one that's used all the time. So, here's Brandon on WGN. Hey, Brandon.
Hey, Nick. Hey. First off, I want to thank you for what you do.
Oh.
I'm a truck driver, and you get me through a lot of nights, buddy.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem. I got two of them. One of them is easy peasy. You just want to slap them. Easy peasy. Are you serious?
Yeah.
And the other one is when you're explaining something, the intricacies of something, and somebody says exactly. Like they had the thought themselves. If they had the thought themselves, you wouldn't have to do all that explaining.
Yeah,
you
know that makes sense. Yeah, I do.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? All right, Brandon, have a good night, man.
Thanks again,
take care,
man.
Buddy. Appreciate it. Easy peasy. Yeah, that's not one of my favorites either.
Yeah, finish it off. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Oh, is that what you're supposed to say?
Isn't it?
I don't know. Easy peasy.
That's a minute. A million times worse.
What easy peasy lemon squeezy?
Yeah,
I don't know,
because
it rhymes
worse.
Or something. I don't know.
What the hell? Where did that come from?
Beat? I don't know. I didn't invent it.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy?
I have heard that, Esmeralda.
Yeah. I don't know where I heard it, but I've heard it.
Yepper. You know, Dan, have you heard easy peasy, lemon squeezy?
I have.
Maybe I have, and I just don't. I've put it out of my mind. Wow. All right. Wow, a bunch of texts coming in. People don't like words.
It's not good for us.
People don't like words that are put in certain order. That's said at certain times. Susan says the word exactly. We just had that from Brandon. Brandon doesn't like when people say exactly. And the phrase, who cares?
What? Are those really phrases, though?
Well, I guess if you use the word exactly in a certain connotation, like Brandon said, that can be annoying. Who cares? I mean, that is a phrase, yeah, but it's you usually say it after somebody says something that's stupid that you don't care about. By the way, the greatest. I don't know if we. I don't think we have the sound anymore. The sound clip of. Oh, we do. Here it is. The greatest line reading in the history of films. This is Elaine Stritch in the movie Screwed, featuring my fan Norm Macdonald. Esmeralda, have you ever seen Screwed with Norm Macdonald and Dave Chappelle?
Don't think so, no.
It's funny. You should see it. But this is the greatest line reading of all time, and you know that it wasn't written like this in the script, but this is the great Elaine Stritch, one of the greatest actresses and one of the most entertaining women and most talented women that's ever lived. And this is her with the greatest line reading of all time. The best. My favorite. It's my favorite line reading of any line in the history of film.
Who cares?
And it's like, she saw that in the script. She's like, well, I'm just going to say it this way because I'm going to get a laugh on this line.
Who cares?
All right. We got a break here. We got weather and we got traffic, and then tons of texts are coming in, and we've got more from the Huffington Post about phrases that need to be retired. 312-981-7200, and 2 for Tuesday continues. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN, and it's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah! Pat requested the Who. That's Behind Blue Eyes. 312-981-7200 is the phone number for 2 for Tuesday requests and for your thoughts on some phrases that might drive you nuts. We've got a whole bunch of texts that have come in. And I'm looking at this list that was put together by Dr. Travis Bradbury. And he is the co-author of Emotional Intelligence 2.0. And he wrote this little article for the Huffington Post with a list of 25 phrases that he thinks should be retired and never brought back. And we're talking about some of those phrases that make you nuts. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. Susan says, we had Susan already. 262 area code says the phrase, treat you like family. That could be okay if your family treats each other well. I'd much rather have someone say that they will treat me as they would want to be treated. All right, I think 262 just revealed something about their family life. Hey, I'm going to treat you like family. Fortunately, I come from a line of abusive alcoholics, so there you go. 708 area code says, I hate the phrase, you know, because I knew they wouldn't be telling me. If I knew, they wouldn't be telling me. Yeah, you know pops up all the time, you know. let's see. I hate the phrase pushing the envelope. What the heck does that mean? I wonder what the origin of that. I'd be interested to see what the origin of pushing the envelope is. Is there an explanation for that somewhere?
I'll look at it. But when I read that text initially, you know, I'd imagine again like the business thing, like, you know, you're coming up with so many ideas that it's like bursting out of the envelope.
Yeah.
You put it on paper and it's so
big,
so
that it, you can't. Yeah. Yeah. Pushing the envelope. I'd be interested to see where that. And that's another interesting thing, is to see where these phrases come from, or some of them come from.
According to this, comes from the field of aviation. It's a reference to a flyable portion of the atmosphere that envelopes the Earth. Pilots who push the envelope when they're testing the speed of elevation limits of new aircraft.
That makes sense. You know what? I probably learned that in The Right Stuff, and I completely forgot about it. And I've seen The Right Stuff 6,013 times.
I guess not enough times.
I guess not. Well, it just gives me an excuse to watch it again, because it is a great movie. Okay, another phrase on the doctor's list, Esmeralda.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of no-brainer. That's a no-brainer. Yeah, that's kind of annoying. Again, I don't come across these very... I don't, you know, talk to a lot of people who say no-brainer. But I guess if I did and it was on a regular basis, I'd get tired of it too. So, here's Frank on WGN. Hey, Frank.
Hey.
Hey.
I got a couple for you. What up?
Uh-huh.
Non-starter.
Yeah.
And what was my last one? Having said that.
See, that's another one that is contradictory, because like it's like that's like Esmeralda, that's very similar to no offense. You know, because you've said you're going to say something, then you say, now having said that, and then you're going to, you know, do the opposite or insult them.
Right.
Yeah. All right, Frank, thanks.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, having said that is very similar to no offense. You know, you say something and then, you know, like, oh, you know, you have a really nice dress. Now, having said that, your shoes are terrible. That's the thing. Let's see what else here. 815 area code says constantly adding the word super as an adjective, like super great or super cute. You do that, Esmeralda.
I do.
Yeah. 773 area code says when a person starts a phrase with look. Or when they say listen. That's very annoying. Francine says the phrase for crying out loud. I like that phrase.
Yeah, well, because you got to say it in a way.
Yeah, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
You got to sell it. I actually like for crying out loud. You can get a laugh on that line. It's a funny line if it's delivered correctly. You're right, Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. If it's delivered correctly, you can get a laugh on that line. Yeah. I'm talking like I'm directing a play right now. But that's what you got to do, man. You got to try. When you're directing a play, you're doing a play and it's a comedy, you want to try to get as many laughs as possible. So get a laugh on your crying out loud. This is what Elaine Stritch did.
Who cares?
Um, 773 area code says the phrase, do you hear me?
I've never heard someone say that unless they are asking me the actual question.
Oh, no, there are people say that.
Do you hear me?
Oh, sure.
What? How does that even?
It's like you want to emphasize how important this is. Even if you know that they heard you, you want to emphasize how important it is. So you say, you hear me?
Okay.
Like, we need to pay the rent. You hear me?
I only think, because I think that it's not, I would say listen, yeah, only because you can hear something, but to truly understand it, you must be listening.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Lemon squeezy.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we have a possible explanation for that here. Terry?
Yes.
Yeah, what's the possible explanation for lemon squeezy? What's the origin?
Well, what I heard was a dish detergent way back when, like in the, I don't know, 20s or 30s. And in their advertisements, their tagline was easy peasy lemon squeezy.
Oh, all right. Well, that would make sense. Yeah.
Don't know if it's true for sure, but like you said, it makes sense.
Makes sense. Maybe that is the actual origin. All right, Terry, thank you.
You bet.
So it might be a dish detergent commercial that we're talking about.
Yeah. I watched it all the time.
Right. You and Sonny Liston were watching it at the same time. Tim in Decatur says, my ex always said, that's your problem. That's another reason she's my ex. Hang on now. Hold it a minute. Wait.
All right.
.630 area code says, boots on the ground and kick the can down the road makes me want to pound an ice pick in my ear with a 24-ounce ball peen hammer. That's very specific. That is very, very specific.
Well, I think, too, they've been saying that a lot in the when you talk about at least the Illinois politics.
Yeah.
All about kicking the can.
Kicking the can, yeah. All right. Well, we're going to break here, and we'll come back and we'll talk more. And then we're going to eat some weird candy a little bit later and do a taste test on the air. And that's all coming up. But the news is next. Two for Tuesday. Yeah. 312-981-7200. 608 area code requests. The great Cyndi Lauper with Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Cyndi Lauper is hanging on my kitchen wall right now. As we speak, someone call the police. No, I have a calendar on my kitchen wall, and she is the month of July. It's a music calendar that features a different album or a different artist every month, and July is Cyndi Lauper. I like Cyndi Lauper. Hi, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. Esmeralda brought some weirdo candy. Because she's a weirdo. And we're gonna eat some weirdo candy. We've tested a couple of other candies. We've tested, what was it, Abba Zabba? Right?
Abba Zabba and Baninko.
And, yeah. And we didn't like either of them. And Abba Zabba, by the way, John Wayne's favorite candy bar. And so Esmeralda found some weird candy at, what was the name of the place again?
Seafood City.
Seafood City.
Mm-hmm.
And so you brought some candy from there, and your friend brought you some candy from Serbia.
No, I found that at a supermarket by my house.
Oh, you found it. Oh, that's right. Okay, you found it at a supermarket by your house, and there you go. All right, and we'll talk about that and tell you the name of this stuff and taste it on the air on a segment we call Would Esmeralda Eat That?
Which is, yeah.
Which is, yeah, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
phrases that annoy you or phrases that should be retired. Tons of stuff here from emails and texts here. 312-981-7200 if you want to jump in. Let's see. 727 area code says moving forward. That's also on this list that the doctor would like to. And then again, that's a business thing, right?
I would think, yeah.
Yeah, you would think that's
so,
a work, that's work thing. 630 area code, whatevs and adorbs annoy the hell out of me.
I say the adorbs every once in a while.
Do you?
That's right along with amazeballs.
Right.
I can't stand when people actually use that as a
proper
term.
I've heard that
term
twice in the last, I think yesterday I heard it twice. And I think you're right. Normally you don't hear that, but twice.
Does it take too long to say adorable as opposed to adorbs? Are we really saving? What are we saving here?
Well, that I think is adorbs. It seems to have a different connotation than adorable in my mind.
Why?
I don't know. Something's like very adorable. It's adorbs. Or you're just being stupid and you say it.
Okay.
But what? The same with amazeballs, and I don't like that word.
I don't understand. What is that? Yeah. And then whatevs?
That's just weird if people are still saying that.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of old.
Yeah, I guess. The 815 area code says, I'm tired of been there, done that. Also, I'm so over it, and welcome to my world. I kind of like welcome to my world. I've used that one before.
I usually say to the club.
What?
Welcome to the club.
Oh, welcome to the club.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I kind of misheard you, and I thought you were only say that in the club.
I mean, yeah.
Like if someone comes up to you and starts talking to you.
Well, of course, because then I'm welcoming them to the club.
Yeah. All right.
I'm just being polite there.
Okay. 815 area code says, let's be clear drives me crazy because it means the next sentence is going to be the most convoluted statement ever. All right. 708 area code says, responding with really? Then Seth Meyers and Amy Poehler wouldn't have a really great bit when they would always do Seth. It's really with Seth and Amy. You guys don't know that, I'm assuming.
I remember that.
You do?
Yeah.
All right. Come sorry.
Because it's the newer stuff.
Because it's SNL. I didn't think you guys would know anything about it.
Oh, like that time Gwyneth Paltrow thanked Maya Rudolph in her opening
right
monologue?
And brought out the picture from when they went to school together. I don't remember that part. 773 area code says people who say no problem instead of you're welcome. Yuck. What's the problem with that? I don't know.
I've actually got that a few times.
Really?
Yeah.
As without saying you're welcome, so it's like no problem, you're welcome?
Like when a waiter says, thanks for bringing me that spoon, no problem, instead of you're welcome.
Instead of you're welcome. Well, all right. I can see, I guess that can get under people's skin.
Yeah, I say no worries.
Yeah,
I'm Australian or something.
No, I say no worries too. I say that a lot when people are like, hey, thanks for their, hey, I really appreciate this. Hey, no worries. I say that a lot. I don't know where I picked that up from.
I think Australians say it.
I was hanging out with Russell Crowe one night. And I was hanging out with Yahoo Serious. How many people remember Yahoo Serious?
Oh, that's one of the movies that was on Comedy Central all the time.
Young Einstein?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. I've seen that one way too many times.
I remember when they were touting that guy, like, oh, this is going to be the greatest comedic voice in the history of comedy. He, you know, he owns Australia, all of it. He made a second movie. What the hell was his second movie? Because Yahoo Serious was the one that they released. Or no, what the hell? Young Einstein was the one that they released.
Youngstein, and he invents beer.
Right.
And then he falls in love with Marie Curie. That's the...
Yahoo Serious's filmography goes as follows. Young Einstein, Reckless Kelly, and Mr. Accident.
I remember Reckless Kelly. I don't remember Mr. Accident. Wonder where is Yahoo Serious right now? I bet he's saying no worries to someone right as we speak right now.
I'm assuming that's where I picked it up.
From Yahoo's, from watching,
probably.
From watching Young Einstein.
Yeah,
you picked
all those times.
And Mr. Accident, a very clumsy man and his UFO-obsessed girlfriend discover a plan made by his boss to market eggs laced with nicotine.
What? I'm sorry. Am I high? What? Okay, but one more time with that plot again, Dan. Can you get the synopsis?
A very clumsy man and his UFO-obsessed girlfriend discover a plan made by his boss to market eggs laced with nicotine.
It's incredible that he didn't become a star in America. I can't believe that.
By the way, his website,
yeah,
yahooserious.com,
yeah,
is very old-looking. Like, well, things are flashing on it still. Like, the links are all, you know, words and then underlines.
Oh.
It's from 2003.
Poor Yahoo Serious. I just remember he had some hair. Didn't he just have some hair? Like, he had, like, hair, crazy hair?
He did.
Yahoo Serious.
Well, fun facts about Yahoo.
Okay.
Was married to the woman Lulu Pincus for a while. Unfortunately, their relationship ended in 2007.
Lulu Serious?
Yep. In August 2000, he filed a lawsuit against the Yahoo search engine for trademark infringement. He was a celebrity guest at the opening of the 2000 Sydney Olympics.
Oh, sure, in Sydney, of course. He's considered a national treasure in Australia.
And he is the director of the Kotaka Trek Foundation, a humanitarian organization focused on Papua New Guinea.
Hey, his wife was in Mad Max, the first one.
The 1979 Mad Max?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Lulu Pincus.
Oh, Lulu Pincus. What?
She was a Knight Rider's girl.
Oh, I probably know who she is. Wow.
Well, she's Australian.
Well, sure. I mean, Mad Max is Australian.
I assume they gathered up all the Australian actors for that movie.
They did. Mel Gibson's in it. I mean, he's the lead. That's all right. Well, there you go. Yahoo Serious. If I'm not mistaken, I think he directed Young Einstein, too.
I mean,
he directed
all three. He also directed Mr. Accident and what's the other one? Slappy McSlapped? What?
Reckless Kelly.
Reckless Kelly.
He also wrote all
genius.
Three.
Wow.
So.
Wow, man. Hey, no worries. That's how this all started. If it's not the Corsican Brothers, Esmeralda, it's Yahoo Serious on Comedy Central. All right. If you fall, I will catch you. Where we waiting? I'm so glad that's the part that you chose, Dan. I will be waiting. That's my favorite part. That song rules. 608 area code 2 for Tuesday. Yeah! Cyndi Lauper, Time After Time. A great song. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we're talking about phrases that drive you crazy. By the way, Dan, I was scrolling around on my Facebook thing, and someone posted a message from Hallmark, the Hallmark channel. And I just wanted to make sure that you and Eileen were aware that this year they will be debuting 33 new Christmas movies.
Wonderful.
I just wanted to make sure that you were aware of that.
Fantastic.
33 new ones as opposed to the record-breaking 26 from last year. So just your schedule is going to be full for the month of December, I would imagine.
So much to look forward to. Happy holidays, everyone.
I think is Eileen listening, you think?
She might be up with the baby.
Yeah. Eileen, there you go. 33 new Hallmark Christmas movies. Your prayers have been answered. You know, I found out that three of them are directed by Yahoo Sirius. I don't know if that...
I'm in for those.
Mr. Accident Goes Christmas Shopping, I believe, is one of them. And buys everybody eggs laced with nicotine. I want to see that damn movie.
Does Yahoo Sirius then dye his hair white and go around looking like Santa Claus delivering presents to kids in Australia?
What's the, are they, is it Father Christmas in Australia? What's their, are they Santa in Australia? Does he come down chimneys and stuff? What's the deal there? I personally would rather have the Doof Warrior deliver all my gifts with his flame-throwing guitar. That's who I'd want to deliver my Christmas if I was in Australia. So, all right, other quick phrases that people hate. 847 area code says I'm not gonna lie drives me crazy.
How about vacay? Engineer Ben came up with that one. Vacay.
Vacay. See,
that
I don't understand.
That should be stopped immediately.
I don't understand how much time are we saving by not saying vacation
you
and saying vacay.
Add them all up over your lifetime.
It's about 20 minutes.
It could save a substantial amount of time. I mean, if you add up all the words that you're truncating.
Wow. Well, all right.
Trunk.
Yeah,
another.
Trunk. Trunk. At 920 area code says, I hate the phrase in my wheelhouse. I say that all the time. I say in my wheelhouse all the time. I'm sure people listen to this show know that I say that a lot.
I quit a band for he told me that I was in the same wheelhouse as another singer.
Wait a second.
That's another story. That's a true story.
You quit a band because they said that you were in the same wheelhouse as a different
singer.
As another singer. And you took offense to this because
the
other singer is not good. Was it the guy from Nickelback that they compared you to? What?
No disrespect, but no, I'm kidding. True story. We'll talk about that one later.
Okay. Dan, believe it or not, Vic has another story to share with us that we didn't know about.
Most interesting man in the world.
All right. 847 area.
Like Bon Jovi or something. The band was, you know.
I was going to be in Jovi, but
the
then I.
The band never went anywhere. Let's just say that right now.
847 area code says dude and bro. Adding like constantly, 630 area code. That's a very common one. Julie says basically is used way too much. 630 area code says I could understand people pronouncing the T in listen because people say the T in often. Well, how do you say it? Do you say often or often?
Should be often, right? Often, no T.
What's the correct? Can you look up
the correct pronunciation is often without a T. 100%.
Okay. Nobody says listen. Nobody says listen.
Often.
It's T.
That's incorrect.
Now,
often.
Most likely somewhere you'll find something that says it can be said either way, but you're supposed to leave the T out of it.
No T in often.
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 That was Merriam-Webster.
So often.
Often.
All right, no T. Well, can you find a website that says Liston? I'm still not convinced that that's real. I think that that texter made it up. Oh, yeah, I can't stand it when people say the word Liston. Nobody says that. All right. We have to break here. I'm going to hang on to some of these. Maybe we can close the show with a few more of these because we only got about 10 million texts this morning. So thank you for listening. We have to break. When we come back after the news, Esmeralda is going to unveil and we will discover some new weird candy that we will all try on the air. And would Esmeralda eat that? News is next. A couple of quick phrases that people hate.
Mm-hmm.
I hate it's not rocket science. I hate bucket list.
These are just it's just odd things. Like that's just a word. Those are words. Bucket yeah. list. It's a phrase.
And then finally, what about for Pete's sake? Who is Pete?
There you go.
And then you do spell it like the person.
Yeah.
Because it could be P-E-E-T, but it's always Pete, P-E-T.
Like, is it Amanda Pete's sake?
I was thinking, like, Pete Moss.
Yeah. Okay. I think we just ate some of that. I think we just
some
ate
Pete
some
Moss?
Pete Moss, yeah.
You wish.
Okay. My wish.
You wish it was Pete Moss.
All right. We got a break here. The news is coming up next.